interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Good morning, dummies! Ahoy, ahoy, dummy dumbags! Big old bowl! A dumbachinian sauce. I don't know what you are. Like SpaghettiOs. And they're and all of them are the little meatballs.
Yep.
No. I'll spit you back out and eat you all at the end.
Here are little meatballs.
Little SpaghettiO meatballs.
Ah.
Hello. Hello to you, meatballs.
Dunk some dum dum in there.
Hello.
Oh.
It's weird. I mean, I bet it exists.
But it's
weird. Oh, it's weird that there hasn't been like a fancy SpaghettiOs restaurant, you know?
It is. It's like an Italian restaurant.
Is it? Is that what that is? No. But like, from cheap ramen to like fancy ramen is not that big of a leap. Is what I'm saying is like, I want to go from cheap SpaghettiOs to fancy SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, and I'm saying it's like possibilities.
Oh. They got little circle noodles?
They may.
They got cut up hot dogs?
Yes.
I don't think so.
So you just want a restaurant to serve you
SpaghettiOs.
A bigger bowl.
But in a fancier plate.
Yeah, like a big porcelain bowl of cut up hot dogs and circle pastas.
Thank you. Or the SpaghettiO meatballs.
All right.
On a fancy plate.
Just a little
And with garlic bread.
So basically you just want you want some garlic bread.
Yeah.
And then, little tiny meatballs.
I want what I'd eat at home, but just I want to go out and do it somewhere.
Did you have the SpaghettiOs plate?
No.
I did.
That's you did? Was it stained red?
No, the guy with the guy's face on it.
Oh, no, I definitely
the SpaghettiO face? That guy? The SpaghettiO?
No, we lean more in the, we went more to the Church of Chef Boyardee, I think. SpaghettiOs we had, but it was always like a Chef Boyardee thing in the house.
It was SpaghettiOs until those unbelievable inventions known as the overstuffed ravioli.
Chef Boyardee
came out with.
I mean, I haven't got time to tell you how much I love those.
Those are the best.
They're the best.
Those were like Mankind used to eat from the wrestling commercials and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were phenomenal.
No, I know we'll get picked on. Just because we got baby mouse. I don't give an F, man.
I'll take some.
Chef Boyardee raviolis. Yep. I don't know what's in those. It definitely ain't meat. Whatever's in those.
He's a chef.
It was based on a real chef.
It really was, though. At least it was from a real guy. So at one point.
He did make those raviolis.
I was going to say, there was that restaurant that you're talking about.
You're right.
At one point.
You are right.
It was Chef Boyardee's place.
You are right. God damn it. He's right.
Whatever. I don't know what his restaurant was called.
What's the story?
Chef Boyardee's at SpaghettiOs. It was like a collab.
All right. Hold on. I want to see what the history. The idea for Chef Boyardee came when the restaurant customers began asking Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee, you have a
for his spaghetti sauce, which he began to distribute in milk bottles. 4 years later, in 1928, Boyardee opened a factory and moved production to Milton, Pennsylvania, where he could grow his own tomatoes and mushrooms.
Look at him.
Dude, I don't think you're eating bad if you're eating Chef Boyardee.
No, I like it.
His real name was Ettore Boyardee. But it wasn't spelled like it is on the can.
No, I doubt it.
He spelled it phonetically on his hat because we are a bunch of idiots. So his hat literally says, Boy, R-D.
That's a me.
That's a me, a Mario.
Do not. Oh, some of these, I didn't like a beefaroni.
I do. I like anything they got in that meat.
I didn't like his, the spaghetti. There was only a few.
I didn't like spaghetti. Nah, I didn't like it.
There was a couple.
I didn't like the spaghetti.
But both of those, man.
Do you think that I can still get those overstuffed raviolis, or was that just a 90s thing?
I don't know.
Did they did they dial it back because of dietary concerns?
They've got to be able to, if any, overstuff.
Joel, I do think Paul Capello will have the same legacy as the Chef Boyardee.
Oh.
I do. They're both very well-known Italian restaurateurs.
I think he will, too. Yeah. Yep. Although, it's not like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's probably the exact same ravioli.
Yeah.
But remember back in the day, on the can, it was like, you knew this was overstuffed beef ravioli.
Yeah.
Because it screamed at your face and it was flying out of the pasta. This is like a little mound. Like, it's very, you know, and it's tucked into the pasta and it's nice and they cleaned it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer a wrestler slamming it on his face. Psh, whatever.
Do you know, Reggie? You probably don't know Reggie, but Reggie, he was the former. You know Reggie?
A little more specific.
He was on Dax Shepard's podcast a couple weeks ago. He was a former CEO of Nintendo. Like, he's known for being that.
Okay.
But he was a CEO of a bunch of other things. And in the 90s, he created a bunch of the Pizza Hut concoctions we loved. Like, Big New Yorker, and the other one that you love. What's the other one?
The Big New Yorker is, that's it. That's the one.
But he just has this legacy of, like, he comes into Nintendo as the CEO, and he helps create, like, I think the Wii, and then the Wii U wasn't that great, but then, like, all these things. Reggie Filami, it's like a...
Filami, feel on you.
Oh! They just call him Reggie.
Okay.
And he was the president and chief operating officer of Nintendo, but before that, he was at Guinness and then Pizza Hut. And in the interview, he was talking about how, like, when he was the CEO, these people who own Pizza Hut franchises were like, hey, I got an idea, and they would pitch it to him, and he'd say, go ahead. And that's how, like, the Big New Yorker came along. He didn't invent it, but he said he gave it the go-ahead.
Got pictures of it right now. Oh, I missed that thing. It was just,
do you?
It was so big.
Do they not make it anymore?
No, it was only for a little while. It's gone.
Yeah, he launched the Bigfoot Pizza and the Big New Yorker is what he's known for.
Oh, the Bigfoot Pizza. Those commercials were awesome, too. Wow.
He disputes that he invented the Big New Yorker. He gives credit to the franchisee owner that said, hey, I want to make a thinner crust and use some of the cheaper sauce, and they did. But the Bigfoot Pizza, man.
Just those commercials were so awesome.
I know.
I'm looking at it right now.
I know, are you?
Yeah, just the previews of them, because they're so cool. That's when commercials were commercials, kids. All right?
Text line, I just bought a can of spaghetti. Okay, that's how we do it. Text line, I just bought a can of SpaghettiOs for lunch today. You're living. You're living your best life.
Man.
You warm them up, I hope you do.
Can I just tell you, there's no way anything could possibly have been sadder than when my ass, only thing I had to eat in my stupid apartment was SpaghettiOs.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't have a can opener.
Oh, no.
It was just the worst part of my existence. It was a while ago. I have two can openers now.
Oh, good. Good.
One's broke.
All right. Well, listen.
But no, it was so pathetic. I can't
even open my cans.
I can't even have SpaghettiOs. And that, I was like, I will stab a knife into the top of this.
And then it goes through your hand, probably, and then drive yourself to the hospital.
Well, I did that a couple times, not, you know, put it through my hand, but when I forgot that I didn't have a can opener, and I needed one, and I was actually, like, making things, there was a couple times when I was like, screw it, man, sorry, knife, you're going to be dull in a little while, and I would just
saw. Boom. Oh, nice.
I need the things inside of this can.
Showbro Polly says Chef Boyardee still does the overstuffed. You got to find them.
No, they do. Just, I'm saying the can is not, it's, you know, it doesn't have, you know, like giraffes and lions and like a, you know, African scene on it with mankind standing on it, throwing raviolis at the animals and stuff like that.
And do they make grown-up sizes, or do I got to buy, like, multiple cans?
Because
I want more than one can.
Remember, they had the bigger cans.
I need,
I bet.
Like, something you'd bring to, like, a church barbecue. I need, like, that size can. Like, something Cisco would deliver in a truck. That's the kind of can I want.
Like,
yeah.
Like 7 pounds of pudding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude.
You got the Boyardee.
Hey, you order the Boyardee?
Yeah, right here. A couple cans
man,
of it.
Man, I want just
to set that down.
I want just a gargantuan can of it, dude.
just going to print off a label and put it on a paint can. Give it to
Is that my overstuffed rubber lollies?
Or just dump like it. That's due for your birthday. Just get like...
Oh, and I can swim in it?
Get like 10 cans of that and dump it into one paint can. Then the paint can.
I'd be such a happy boy.
Just hand it.
I'd be such a happy boy, and then I have sauce all over my face.
Yep.
And I'm smiling.
Instead of a paint can, I'll get. We'll keep with the '90s theme. I'm sure there's. Everyone's got those old cans lying around that you used to have warheads in.
Yeah. The tongue splashers. Yeah, remember those? Yeah, splasher gum. The gum.
I'm sure that.
Yeah,
those
are sitting around.
I'll get a couple of those.
Ooh, Scoots with a very good food innovation. Prepackaged in a single-use pot, ready for the stove, like the popcorn.
I like that.
Have it just be in that metal little thing that you can just put on the warm it up. Open up the top, you got a thing of overstuffed raviolis. 7 pounds of rollies.
I like that.
Cocoa Puffs. We were just talking about it. Which I went over there to give, he got some new lights. He set up some new lights for his show tonight. And just hit the guy on the four-wheeler.
Right? Just ripping.
Ripping around his comp. It's so loud.
Yeah.
So loud.
Yeah, because there's like a giant, there's fields
huge,
everywhere,
tons of fields, yeah.
But then there's this, I don't even know what it's called. There's like a mini woods that we have that's...
A berm?
But it's, because it's cleared out kind of in the middle. So basically, there's a track, if you will, because the mowing people do an unbelievable job of making it. So, you know, it's basically for us to, you know, walk our dogs stuff.
Right.
But you do whatever you want.
Dude. And he was doing exactly what you said. He did it for just the right amount of time.
Yeah.
To when you reach the point of, all right, that's enough, he's done.
Yep.
It was like 7 minutes of just open throttle four-wheeler.
As hard as he can.
As loud as he can.
As fast as he can. Like, he was going illegitimate speed.
It was unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I don't even get that out in the country by me.
It's like, hilarious.
You're in an apartment complex, and this dude is ripping.
That little corner is awesome. They know how to have fun. They're always grilling and got little dirt bikes and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically, it's like, you know, it's what we always say is, if you got to, like, what are you doing living in an apartment? But it's one of, like, the townhouse ones.
Yeah.
And why not? They've got an enormous, basically, backyard.
Yeah. They don't
got
to mow.
Yeah. That's all taken care of.
Yeah.
So why not?
And if no one's going to get mad at them, then do it. Live your life.
No. Yeah. That's that little area we're good at. You know, everyone seems to understand that, all right, we're all in an apartment complex area. We still are going to want to enjoy ourselves or be loud sometimes, because that's just...
You're people. It's human nature.
Not everybody just... I gotta close my cabinets.
Nah, that'd be no fun.
No, man, every once in a while, but everyone seems to also be respectful of the fact that you are in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
There's gonna be, you know, there's people and there's families and there's kids and stuff, so.
It's a very delicate balance, but your place seems to have balanced pretty good.
Yeah. And I'm in a nice little spot, man, where all the rabble-rousing and partying I always ever hear is all the way on the other side.
Oh, okay.
It's literally, I don't think I've ever heard a party.
Oh, that's good then.
So, I mean,
knock on wood.
Know, so much for that. But, you know what I mean? Because if, you know, you Google review places before you move into them, you know, I'm like, oh, a bunch of partying. And
is that what they said on the reviews?
Yeah, because if you look at that, there's like, oh, it's college kids are around and, you know, there's always just parties. And I'm like, oh, well, whatever. I don't care. I like that. That's cool. Yeah. Whatever. But parties happening on me, man.
Yeah, Scoots. Cody does not tolerate too much rabble rousing. You can rabble rouse to a point.
No rabble rousing is fine, but once you start thinking it up here.
Yeah. Shenanigans, fine. Once you get the rabble rousing, okay.
But
if you pass into tomfoolery, he's had enough. He's had enough.
No tomfoolery.
There's no tomfoolery in this apartment.
No. Clutch my pearls at tomfoolery.
No, it seems like a nice vibe, man.
That's not bad.
It was like you heard a four-wheeler coming into your living room, and I'm like, okay.
That sometimes
And Elsa didn't even seem to care.
Nope. Yeah, as long as I don't react, it seems like she just kind of lets it go. But, I mean, the first couple times, she would, like, throw herself outside, be like, I gotta see what the hell's...
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
But,
that was me. I was like...
Right?
Is there a jet landing?
Because when it starts, it does. It sounds like somebody is right there, right at your door. Listen, ribbon an engine.
Shenanigans are fine. Rabble rousing, okay, he'll tolerate it for a certain amount of time.
What?
There's no tomfoolery. It will be no tomfoolery on his watch.
There's gotta, I mean, I gotta draw a line.
He's gotta draw the line.
I mean.
Cody, what's your stance on brouhaha? He will not tolerate brouhaha. Absolutely.
I mean, jeez.
Absolutely. 1 in 4 Americans did not know that caterpillars become butterflies. Now, normally, you know.
That's sad.
I mean, it's. Is it, though? If anything these last few years have taught me is there's a lot of really stupid people on this planet. Not just in America, but on the planet.
Yeah, man.
And even I'm pretty dumb, and I bet from time to time, I forget the caterpillars become butterflies. Because you just see a caterpillar.
Well, I don't know if it's that I forget so much as I'm not like, thinking about it. You know what I mean? In the same way that when I see eggs.
Yeah, I don't think about it.
Yeah, like when I see eggs, I'm not like, oh, you're going to be like, oh, are you going to be a turtle? Are you going to be a chicken? You've been an alligator?
Yeah, but caterpillars, bro, that's a crazy one. That it's like, I'm going to go out here and walk around like this for a little while. And then I'm going to metamorphosize, and then I'm going to become a totally different thing.
I'm just going to go sleep for a little while.
You know, I'm going to go to sleep for a little bit.
I'm going to spit all over myself until you can't see me
like,
anymore.
It's crazy.
I'm going to hang here.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
And you're like, how are you going to eat? You're like, I got enough food stored away. Don't you worry about me. Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about
me. I'll be all right, man.
I'll eat when I come back.
And then
when I come back, I'm going to effing fly.
I'm going to have wings.
I'm on the ground now.
You can't do that.
Later, I'm going to be up in the tree. So
I guess I can't do that. I guess you're right. Right now, I can only scurry across this little tree branch.
Yeah.
Couple months.
Yeah.
Gone. I'm out of here.
Look this.
I'm out of here.
And this?
You know what? And I might turn into a fish if I feel like it. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. You're like, Jesus, caterpillar. You're like, I am done.
You're adventurous.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I can do whatever I want. It's my life.
I was going to say, I can't criticize you. You turn into a damn butterfly.
So they asked like a bunch of just random animal questions to 2,000 adults.
Oh.
And the one was
boy.
The caterpillar butterfly thing. 3 out of 4 felt that they could identify maybe one bird, like if it was in their yard. And I'm probably in there. Anything more than like 2 birds, I could know a blue jay because it's blue. A pigeon, I would know.
There's a couple birds.
A goose, and then I'm out. A goose?
So you had a blue jay?
Yeah, because it's blue.
A pigeon and a goose.
Yeah.
Those are the only three. Those are your 3 birds. Other than that, everything else, goddamn mystery.
And a red one is a robin, right?
The hell is that?
It really is, dude.
Depends. Do you mean red breast? Or you mean all red?
All red. Cardinal?
That's a cardinal.
Ah, I'm a 4 bird guy right now. Because my in-laws are great at identifying birds. They love birds, and they'll always be like, there was a brown nippled goose beak out. I'm like, what?
I wish I was better at that because there's been birds up in this, my apartment that I don't know what they are.
I don't know what most birds are.
I don't know what some of these birds are, man, because there's lots of crazy birds out there. But no, like a robin. You know a robin when you see one.
Do I, though?
That thing with first those big birds with the red chest you see at the beginning of spring, you're like, where the hell you been all winter?
Yeah, but do I know it?
I think if you saw
one. What's
the
rest of its body?
Just black. They're bigger than the others.
Rockin' robin, tweet.
They're right.
Tweedle-lee-lee.
Their stupid eggs are always falling out of their nests.
Oh, they blue eggs?
Yep.
Yeah, I know those.
Those stupid idiots.
A duck? I would recognize a duck. Aaron, birds aren't real. Next topic. No, I hear you.
It depends on if the duck was wearing a mask, but.
I don't want a text line. Go get a bird book. I don't want a bird book.
Where do you get a bird book?
I have such limited space in my brain.
Yeah.
I ain't got room for birds.
And I am not. Yeah, I was going to say, I am not pushing out whatever is going to get pushed out.
To make room for birds?
Yeah. Because sometimes that makes me nervous. When you learn something new, you ever learn something new and you go, whoa.
Well, what did that replace?
Yeah, I was like, well, what did that just write over? What VHS tape did my brain just scramble?
Oh, I hate that I'm so dumb, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Bob, put this five years old. Remember when he was 5 years old and he did that thing?
Yeah.
Tape over that.
Man, I hate that. I hate that you do that.
Well, man, it's always something stupid.
Right.
It's like, oh, look at that new sex thing.
Like today, learned about Chef Boyardee, and I'm like, what state capital to that race?
Right, so your brain's just like, and let me just scratch out that, and Chef Boyardee, real person, and we're good.
My brain's like, the Pythagorean theorem, get that out of here, we got Chef Boyardee stats.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and get that.
You know, it's like,
right out of there.
And that shouldn't be the way, like, your brain should be infinite.
Nah, there's only... Oh, so much room.
You know, and it sucks.
Get it out of there.
Because it's like, because it's true. Like, I've only got so much space.
Yeah.
And then it's like, sometimes my brain will be like, hey, remember the Step-by-Step theme song? And then I do.
Yes.
And I'm like, we don't need that. If I need that, I can go to YouTube for that.
Somewhere there's like some math problems that are just.
It's a rare condition.
No.
Step by step, day by day.
Long division.
No, why are you doing this to me? A fresh start over.
Hey, you remember the very middle part of a random movie that only like four people saw?
Yeah, exactly right.
Damn it. I had it.
That's what it is. It's like all these little, like these things that a human should know.
Just phone number.
Yeah, right? Not even that. It'll be like, hey. Remember your buddy Mike Weaver's phone number from 1992? And it will. It'll be there. And be like, yeah, I just go 695. And then it's like, no, wait a minute. Dude, I remember all my friends' phone numbers, and I hate it. I could call 10 of my friends in 1995 right now. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm doing them in my head. I was just...
I don't know why that's in there. It's the least important thing my brain needs, and it still has it.
I just did like four...
Yeah. See? Isn't that crazy?
I don't like that at all.
Sucks.
But what did that just remove that I've recently had to keep in here?
A lot of those phone numbers, I'm really good at remembering patterns.
Yeah.
So I had a girlfriend whose phone number was that. I can say 2670 was the last four. But it was like that. Like, so I remember the patterns.
Yeah.
I remember my parents' phone number. That. I remember the pattern. But I'm like,
I hear you.
There's literally nothing more useless in my brain than my friends' and girlfriends' phone numbers from 1995.
I had one, I had one like that too because it was so easy. All it was the same two numbers. It was like 1212123. It was that easy.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, that last part was what it was. It was something 123.
Yeah.
It was the easiest phone number ever, and I wish that's not something that I should remember.
I don't know why I remember that.
No.
I don't know why I remember that.
Like, I should call that and be like, what's this hooked up to right now? Because that's still, would it be, like, if, you know, that family's definitely moved.
Yeah.
So, but if that is, would that just not be a phone number anymore? Or would they just reissue it?
Somebody else would have had it. Right? I don't even know who has phone numbers anymore. My parents still have their phone, and I don't know why.
For the longest time in Cicero... That would pop up on the TV still. Phone call from blah, blah, blah. And was like,
right.
What number are they calling? There's no phone.
Yeah.
There's no landline.
My in-laws still have their landline, too. I forgot.
It's like, what number are you calling, sir?
I don't know.
Was that not the best invention in the history of the universe of all time ever?
Caller ID?
On your TV?
Yeah.
Kids don't know.
Yeah, you kids don't know.
You kids
don't know that we used to pick up a phone blind.
Just send it.
We had no information.
No, send a hope and pray. And then they pop on your TV and you sit back.
What's
that? Not answering that?
Yeah. That phone would ring and that could be your stupid best friend or the president of the United States and you had no idea.
Yep.
It was just a ring.
Yep.
And you picked it up. It could be the Pope.
Hello.
And Dunes, I did have a girlfriend, and I do remember her phone number. Don't doubt me. She went to a different school. So
their vacations are different.
Vacations. That's why you...
Every time we have vacation, there's just the week after.
It's a week off, so...
I went to her prom.
Went to another school, so thanks.
She can't come down here. It's... She's real.
Yeah, but don't think for a second that I don't get furious when someone, like, whenever the news, like, will highlight a bunch of states, like, when the Roe v. Wade thing came down, they would show what states have trigger laws and all whatever.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't label the states, they would just highlight them in red, like, I'm supposed to know those states. I would get so mad. I'd be like, I don't know. Okay, I'd be like, all right, news, I don't know the states. You got me. But if I need to call Mike Weaver in 1995, I can do that right now. I don't like my brain either. I don't like it.
No, I get what you're saying. You're like, well, what the hell's that going to do? What's that one? All right, so just the middle.
Am I like, I'm like, okay.
All right, I'll stay out of the middle, I guess.
If it ain't right. Touching New York State, I don't know what it is.
No.
I'm literally driving to Tennessee in a few weeks.
All right, good luck.
I just did it a year ago. Going to the same place. I don't remember how to get there.
Nope.
I don't even remember what states I'm going to drive through. I had a buddy who said, hey, when you go to Tennessee, you should stop at this thing. It was Valley Forge in Pennsylvania. He's like, you would like it. It's George Washington, blah, blah, blah. Stuff that I like.
Yeah.
I go,
where's that?
I go, I got to go to Google Maps because I don't know where Pennsylvania, where 81 goes through Pennsylvania.
Oh, that part I don't.
I can guess.
Yeah.
But it's not solidified in there.
No.
It's just a lot of guesswork, man. I don't know how I made it this far. I really don't.
No, you just turn. That's the, listen, we lived through the era of guessing and MapQuest directions and. What do you mean you don't have the pay? Oh, Matt, what do you mean that's in the trunk? And then you got to stop. Yep. And get it? No. We lived through all that. Now we are allowed. You are.
I'll use my GPS.
You say you are. It is your God-given right to just put that, just beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 and not have to worry about it at all.
Just smart technology.
Yep.
But it's still like, dude, you took this trip less than a year ago. You don't remember if it takes 5 hours or 90 hours. You just remember right, you got in the car and drove.
I'm going to say that part, you might want to remember
I'll get there. I'll get there.
I kind of want to see right now. Let's see.
Text line. This is a great point. When you're a child, you think adults know everything. But then when you're an adult, you realize everybody's just been making things up as they go along. 100%.
Right?
I've been telling you this since the beginning, guys.
Yeah.
You're a kid. Every kid listening right now, take all adults with a grain of salt because we don't know anything.
Yep. We know. Here's the thing. We've memorized more.
Yeah.
So we're allowed to spew more information.
Unless it's life experience.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You know?
No, that's it.
Like, I had a good life lesson for my son yesterday. He was playing 2K. And he talks a lot of trash. And I go, I want you to know something. The people that got to tear other people down to make themselves feel good, they don't get far in life.
Burn.
So you got to stop doing that. The people who bring each other up, that's the people who matter. So bring your friends up. Don't tear them down.
That's
the kind of adult life experience I can give you because I've known a lot of people who tear people down.
Yes. Yes. However, you start trying to do that during like a video game, I might have to punch you in the face more.
No, I waited until he was done with the game.
No. I'm saying that. What, like, if I was playing your son and I'm missing and, you know, he's doing the opposite of trash talking. He's going every time I miss. Oh, listen, that was a good shot. It was close.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you shut your mouth. It was close.
No.
Hey, that was a good defense you played there. I mean, I made the three, but it was still a good defense you played.
No.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
Keep, I had to pull the full dad move. Nice. I had to pull the dad move.
But I get what you're saying.
You're trash, man. You're trash. And, like, he's calling one friend out and I go, if you keep being negative to your friends, I'm going to delete the game. I think that you think it's funny that you're ball busting your friends, but you are hurting feelings.
Yeah.
The people that tear other people down to make themselves feel good. Yeah, a couple of times be funny. Ha ha ha. You're trash.
But once it gets to
it's getting to a point now where you're just being a bully. So knock it off.
Then,
or I'm deleting the game.
Because then, you know, you aren't always going to be the best at every game. Because are you going to like that if it comes back at you? No.
And don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people that tear others down that are very successful and very wealthy. But nobody likes them.
I was saying.
Nobody likes them. They're rich and they're alone.
They buy all their stuff.
Yeah, they buy all their stuff. I'd rather you be a person that people like.
Yeah.
So be a person that people like. 315-364-109-KROQ text line. So that's the only thing that adults can really give you. We can give you life experience, but
Even then,
we're just making it up.
I was going to say,
our best.
Then it always just comes from, you know, I don't know, let me tell you about something. And then it's something awful. It's something, you don't think so?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Let me tell you about the time I got my car stolen and lit on fire. And what? Oh, I was, all right, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guess what? Let me tell you about the time I won the lottery.
Uh-huh. just that easy. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Win the lottery. Duh.
Hero.
Yeah. Are you mouthing curse words at me, sir?
No. No, I don't know why I had to move the mic for it. Woo. I'm just going to open the window. Oh, wait.
Not going to happen.
I'm going to break it. Sorry. Sorry, Tim.
Sorry.
He farted.
My kids are like, do you, like, love this band or something? Because every time they get in my car, I'm listening to this new Coheed record, and they're like, do you, like, love this band? Yeah, your father finds joy in music. God forbid. No, like, yeah, I do anything.
Then you hear an album you like from a band you like, you play it a lot. I played that Every Time I Die one on loop for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think in just the last couple of days I stopped.
That's just how my brain works, man.
Yeah.
I'm just in a Coheed mood right now, kids.
Yeah. Spent $9.99 in this. I'm going to listen to it.
Spent my hard-earned money on this.
Yeah.
So tonight is Cocoa Puffs. What's Cocoa Puffs? Well,
what?
That's our cannabis show, guys. Cody.
When does that start?
Oh, man. You've been doing it for a while.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So, all right.
Is that what that camera is in my apartment?
Yeah.
Oh,
we've
boy.
Seen a lot, bro.
Oh, boy.
We've seen a lot.
All right, well.
I don't know. I don't know if Sorry. You thought she was a woman, but we, the viewers.
Oh no, I knew.
Oh, okay, good. All right, that's fine. Because we could see a lot of bottom balls in bed. So tonight for Cocoa Puffs, Cody goes live at 8 o'clock on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. And it's all cannabis. It's presented by our friends at Paper and Leaf,
yep.
Maddydale and New Hartford. And what are we doing tonight?
I was going to say, I'm going to go grab some stuff. I wrote down in my extensive list of things
what we got going on.
I should be able to show... The thing that
we can announce it. Yeah, we're making a big goal for the gas mask.
Yeah, I was leaving Paper and Leaf the other week, and something caught the corner of my eye, and I turned back around, and lo and behold, they have got the gas mask bonk.
So that's the one thing I forgot to set up when I was there yesterday, but I can walk you through how to do that. It's just a button on
I think that I might know how.
Yeah,
to,
so
we'll figure out. But
we'll do that. But it's going to be a bit goal. So like we do with the house parties, if you guys donate enough and I keep the party going for Cocoa Puffs, he's going to set this up. Now, it doesn't need to be tonight. You can take many weeks to raise the bits that he wants to do the gas mask. But you've never done a gas mask bong?
Oh, no, man. I'd imagine that's going to be nuts.
Visually, it's going to be hilarious. Yes. So you're going to go to Paper and Leaf today and pick up some stuff. But you do have that water you're going to try and that 3-Chi.
I'm going to do that. It's the 3-Chi, what would you call that?
It's not a Mio because it's like a powder.
No, it's just like a little.
It's a 10 milligram Delta 8 powder that you're going to dump into the
weed
water.
Yeah.
Which will probably be like 20 milligram then at that point, which is nothing for you, but it'll
be
buzz.
Nice. Yeah, I'll have a nice little. I'll be able to see how it feels or whatever.
And then whatever else you find today.
Yeah, I'll take a gander. I have an idea of what I want to do for tonight, so I'll be able to grab that. But then. Because there's so many, like, edibles and stuff. I don't know what do you guys want
what do you guys want to watch him do? Do you like it when he smokes stuff? Do you like it when he eats stuff? Or
yeah, they've got those.
Just tells jokes that nobody else heard but his brain?
I still can't believe that, man. That's
so
hilarious.
Last week, and I told Cody this, because he's doing great numbers. He's doing better than Whiskey Wednesday, which is great. I hope, I want Cody to succeed at this. And I go, you got so many viewers, man. And I was like, I think probably half of them are into cannabis and want to like your reviews on stuff.
Yeah.
But the other half are like me, where I just want to see how high you get and geek out.
Uh-huh.
And last week's show was a prime example.
I don't want to.
You're not trying to get as high as you are, but you do.
I'm trying to get real high. It's just that geeking there's nothing you could do. If you start in the, stoner world, geeking out, it means you're laughing uncontrollably, and it's probably not going to end. I don't know if I have the video after. I just hit record on my phone after and just
could have stopped laughing.
And just laugh.
So, yeah, not even how high you get, how happy and geeky you get. So last week's show.
Yeah.
He's only required to go to like 8:30, but he just likes hanging out with you guys and just watching TV anyways.
Right, might as well just sit there.
So it's getting to be like just before 9 o'clock. And I must have stood up to go, because I'm watching at home and I'm keeping an eye on the chat and all that. I must have got up to do something and I came back and you're laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And I go, oh my God, I missed. Mm-hmm. I missed. He said something funny. I missed the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said the phrase, I must dash you.
Stick around or come back next week or something.
Yeah, something.
Something.
So a few days ago, Cody goes and watches the clips back.
I wanted to see the first joke that set up the mustache joke.
Guys, he never said the joke. He said it in his brain.
Yep.
Started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Then said the second joke.
Yep. I started saying something about...
I didn't miss the joke. He never said it.
Nope. I said that it was something about you. If you guys weren't for you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this or something. And then in my head, that's when I had said the joke. And then I started laughing. And then I went to say it and said it in my head again and started laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the point where I couldn't help myself. And then the mustache thing, which made me laugh even harder.
It was awesome.
Had no context.
It was awesome.
I had to.
So I'm so glad. Joel, I was wondering what was happening too. There we go. I was so nervous. I was like, for days, I thought, oh, he said something funny and I was out of the room. No, he never said it. He went back and washed himself. He never said it. He got himself laughing because of a thought he had.
Yeah.
That's the kind of show you're going to get tonight, guys. Cocoa Puff.
So am I.
8 o'clock on twitch.tv/krock. CNY.
It's your boy. Oh, wait. Damn it.
And you got random stuff. It's just accessories, though, from Jake over at Cornell's, right? A new ashtray and some rolling papers or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, the ashtray I was using yesterday.
Rolling papers he still has not figured out how to use. He cannot roll a joint.
But, I mean, every week I could get a little better.
He can try.
I could practice.
You can keep practicing.
Right.
I get that. This is going to be a weird sentence to say. This is K-Rock. Good morning. I understand that we need to transport bees. I do.
Okay.
It's weird for me to say that because I'm like, well, can't bees transport themselves? But I understand there's probably an economy of we got to take these hives and move them over there. And that's further than the bees will go. So we put all the hives in the back of this truck and then we drive them over there. Yeah. I get that probably has to happen and it does happen.
Yes.
Now, when that truck gets into an accident and overturns.
Oh, no, but the bees.
Oh, the bees are fine, my friend.
The bees.
The people on the highway in Utah were not fine, and the beekeepers who had to suddenly try to capture thousands of bees were also overwhelmed.
What do you even do?
This time of the year, we often see semi-trucks traveling down the highway with hundreds of hives on them, and it almost always goes without fail. It's sad to see, but it does happen. We've been slowly going through the hives, looking to see what's been damaged, what hasn't, and unfortunately, more is damaged than not.
Every bee counts. You want to rush up and see if you can help.
So that is sad. We got to save the bees and love the bees. That's beekeeper Sam Cohen. But he still saved thousands of them because beekeepers are one of the top tier, most badass jobs. I don't know what it is about beekeepers. I'm fascinated by them.
Yeah. No, I like it. I would love to do that. Rick Gary does it.
He does, right?
Yeah. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Once you get your house, you're going to do a beehive?
Oh, I would 100% do a beehive. That'd be awesome.
Because this guy will go out and he'll just get, like, the queen, like you said.
Yeah.
Put it in his hand and all the bees know.
Yeah. And then they're on them?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do that.
Or they'll put it in that little hair clip thing. Like there's this woman on TikTok who does all these bee rescues.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing that they're so calm and the bees don't even sting them. I'm so afraid of bees.
Yeah. It's over for me. I already got it. I got it.
What, you got stung?
Yesterday walking.
And then what happens? Like now you're just a magnet for it?
Now it's going to be over and over and over. Yeah, got me on the thumb right there. Now it's going to be over and over and over and over and over and over.
Because you got the smell on you.
I don't know what it is. That's it. But still, yeah.
Over 200 hives overturned. Wow. There was a lot of damage, sadly. Probably a lot of bees lost. But he was able to save thousands of them. I just know that if I'm driving on a highway and I see a truck overturn, that's step one of terror, because I go, oh my God, I just witnessed a car accident.
Yeah.
For the back to fly open and thousands of bees come at me.
I mean, what do we... That's, you just put it in reverse on the highway.
I'm out of here.
Has anybody ever seen that? Not in the bees, but like, you know, you always see that in the news, or this truck tipped over and look at all these cans of SpaghettiOs, or you know what I mean? Like a thousand watermelons.
Yeah, you grab a spoon, you start eating, man.
Right? A truck full of sugar,
sure,
and you put it in your backyard. You know, you save it until you hope the rain doesn't wash it away.
And
at
all
some
that
point.
Sugar, right? Yeah.
My free sugar.
I don't. Thankfully, Naka would have never seen those accidents.
No, I wouldn't want to see
accidents.
You know. Yeah, I don't want to see anybody. You know.
But I would imagine like the Parkway Bridge. Imagine a truck full of bees hits the Parkway Bridge, rolls the top off like a can opener, and just bees. Poof. We're free.
It's like that damn lake couldn't get any worse.
I know, right?
Now it's just got swarms of bees everywhere.
A truck hauling angry bats hit the Parkway Bridge today, and now millions of bats.
Now the Parkway Bridge is low. It's the amount you have to drive under is lower because that's where all the bats live now.
Yeah, sorry.
They just hang there.
You ever watch
that
footage of that Texas bridge where all the bats live?
No.
There's a bridge. Anybody know what the name of that is?
No.
There's a bridge down in, I think it's Texas, might even be Austin, I don't know.
Let me see, I bet I can find
something. Where every night the bats come out.
That comes up pretty fast.
What is it called?
Yeah, it's in Austin.
Yeah.
And it's like a thing. People go every night.
You go every night and watch it. Are you watching it? What's the name of the bridge? Does it say?
Oh my God. Oh, hold on. It's got to go. Oh, now there's
an ad. It's something in Austin.
Tumor storm over bridge in Austin. The Bats of Congress Ave Bridge?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
What the hell,
I've never been, but they all live under that bridge, and then at night, at dusk, tourists go and watch them fly out.
That is
crazy.
Quite the attraction.
Yeah. Millions of bats, dude.
Yeah. Holy cow.
And it's just crazy that it's like somebody rings a bell, or what, like, not obviously, but like, what, like,
yeah. All right, guys, got to get to work. Let's go, bats.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And they're big.
They're big, too.
Dude, no way.
Isn't that scary?
Man.
But I get it. I get it. You're right, Cody.
I'm sorry, I've never seen anything like this. They're all just
I'll find the video. I'll show Twitch.
It's like a movie.
I hope this story is true that the text line is saying right now. So we just talked about the truckload of bees that overturned in Utah.
Yeah.
And we started making jokes, obviously, like, you know, I'd love a truck of watermelons to overturn. Because right now, dude, my house, Watermelon Central, by the way.
You know what's funny? You said that like a month ago that you were going to make this the summer of watermelon or whatever.
The summer of watermelon.
Because it's been a summer of peaches for me.
Nice.
Real random like.
Nice.
But I'd rather it be watermelon just because I agree with you.
Last week's
been hitting.
It must have been last week's off the muck box had a gigundo watermelon in it.
What?
Because my wife will put, like, you know, seasonal stuff in there.
Yeah.
She cut it up because she takes care of her big boy.
That's awesome.
She cut it up and put it in two big freezer bags.
Yeah.
So right now, my kids and I, all of us, taking pulls off watermelon. You open it up, take a, you want some watermelon? Yeah, watermelon. Pop it in.
I do like that.
This story, I got to research it because it's the best story I've heard. We were joking that if a truck overturned with, like, SpaghettiOs or whatever, we didn't get a bunch of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
So one of our show fam texted in, back in the 70s, a train derailed near my dad's house full of Dinty Moore beef stew.
Yeah!
My dad and his buddies had hundreds of cans of Dinty Moore in their tree houses.
Dude, that
I replied, no way.
Awesome.
Text line says, yep, my grandma caught on and busted them. He had to load them in their wagons and baskets and bring them to the police station as evidence.
Oh, why?
Happened in Streeter, Illinois.
That's great.
I don't know. I got to find that, man. Because Dinty Moore beef stew, low-key.
Slaps?
It slaps.
Is it slap?
It's not mid. It slaps. Brah, brah, brah.
It's not mid. No.
I love a good Dinty Moore beef stew.
No cap.
Dude, is it like...
No cap.
Your dad, like, he was living in a Disney movie. Treehouse, wagon full of Dinty Moore cans, and the old train that overturns.
Your dad one of the little rascals?
Yeah.
Your dad was friends with
your dad there?
Huh? Your original little rascal.
Yeah, what's your dad doing there? Is he just, I think you're just recounting the little rascal. Say,
I know he's not spanky because that's Josh.
Oh, hello. Streeter, Illinois. There's got to be a news article somewhere on the microfiche. I can look that up. Anybody give me access to the microfiche?
Well, there's a lot of old bastards listening to this. I was going to say, not even a handful of the people listening know what a microfiche is.
I was thinking, but
it's the other way.
Oh yeah. There's like a handful of really young people that listen to us.
Yeah.
But I was thinking just this morning that, like, I'll see older. I can usually spot like someone who's going to recognize us, like who would be a listener. Like I know what our demographic looks like, and it's that sweet spot of 80s and 90s kids.
Yeah.
So a lot of the references we make are going to be fine. For like the people who are listening to this show,
yeah,
we got a lot of younger people that'll listen to, and we got a lot of like older people that'll listen, like Oopie, who's you know he's got one foot in the grave at this point. but otherwise, the sweet spot seems to be 80s and 90s kids that listen to us.
Yeah.
So when you bring up card catalogs and microfiche, they're dialed right in. They get the reference.
They understand the Dewey Decimal System.
They understand it
to a T.
They know it.
To a T.
Showbro Evans says, in Savannah, New York in the 1970s, a beer train tipped over. Nobody turned that in. Were trains just flying off the tracks?
Yeah, you stupid bastards are like us. We're putting pennies on.
I know. We were debating that with Pat Lucas, and it's tragic because there actually was a train derailment where people lost their lives this week, and that is sad. But we were saying that when we were kids, again, 80s and 90s or the 70s, there was always that lady in town who said, don't put those pennies on the tracks because it's going to derail the train. Clearly, trains full of beer and Dinty Moore beef stew included.
Because I was just assumed, well, that's got to be crazy. So nothing has ever gotten on a train track. There's
like the, a pebble.
I mean? Right? They're always 100% clear.
No.
Regardless, no matter. No. But,
And we were like, has Mythbusters ever proven or disproven a penny would derail a train? I don't think much would derail a train. Because I would say, I've seen semi-trucks get taken out by a train.
Yeah.
Let alone a penny's not going to do anything. Text lines say trains derail all the time. It's just the big ones that make the news. Interesting.
It says that no, it isn't likely to cause you any trouble with that, but you still should not.
Oh,
so I mean,
I still should not. Why?
Because you shouldn't put things on the train tracks.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's living right there in East Syracuse in the Village.
Yeah, you were right by the tracks
from the train tracks my whole life. I've heard some things, man. I would not be surprised if they did tip over a lot more than you would think.
Well, same in Phoenix, man. We used to have right there. We'd have the train tracks by the school.
Yeah.
We would have the train tracks right by the town of Scruple. So if you're over there playing baseball, you're like, put a penny on the tracks.
No, there's, it takes some time, but it's real weird to get used to when they smash into each other. Because that
they connect, yeah.
It's loud. It pops up on, like the East Syracuse Facebook groups and all the stuff that I look at all the time. People are like, what was that?
Yeah.
And it's like, that. Cars connecting because it throws you off. It's literally two train cars like smashing into each other.
Yeah.
But it literally doesn't
like
even
10 tons of steel slamming into another 10 tons of steel.
All the time. And if you live in the Village, or anywhere, around train tracks in Phoenix or whatever, it's like you get used to it where you can tell the people that aren't used to it because when it happens, they do, what was that?
Right.
What? What was what?
Text line.
Thunder.
Train property is federal property and way bigger fines, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe that's why we shouldn't have been doing it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you're not allowed to, you get in a lot of trouble.
Text line, we flatten pennies all the time. As long as it's moving at speed, it's said a penny will prevent a train from moving if it's stopped. Oh, yeah, to go from stop to speed, you're not going to get over a bump.
Wait, what?
So, like, if a train is stopped and you put a penny right by the wheel...
It won't be able to go?
I don't think so. Because it's not up to speed.
Check the wheels for pennies. That doesn't even... I mean, that'd be hilarious if you're just like... All right, you know what? I don't want this train to go anywhere. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Not so fast.
I don't want anybody to steal it. Hold on.
Not so fast.
Just take out a nickel and just... all right, let's go to town.
Yeah.
And then you can head off, you know what I mean? Like, you lock your bike up. That's how you...
A train ain't going anywhere.
No one's ever going to... Just panty run under there.
Rosa, we're going to call you a second, Rosa. Rosa says, I used to audit trains.
Oh.
There's people that would have bleachers out in the fields. Oh, the farmers to watch them? I love trains. I watch trains all the time.
No, thanks. Weird.
That's just my small brain. I like to watch trains go by. It's so big and it's cool.
I wish I had my phone out more. I like some of the art. Sometimes you catch a
like
good train.
Art?
There's some cool graffiti on some of them. I do like that.
Yeah, I don't think Mythbusters did an episode on They could do a whole train penny episode. Will a train move if a penny is stopping its wheel?
I want to see that. That's what I want to know.
I want to know all these things.
I mean, you want to have
a train. You want a train ran on you? Oh, my God. This next guy. Lovely Rosa's on the phone. Hi, Rosa.
Well, hello.
So you're back in CNY from Florida, and you went over that big bridge in the Keys, right?
Oh, no. I did, yeah.
I saw that you Instagrammed it, and I was wondering if Cody saw that.
Oh, I didn't.
How was it?
It was, it was fine. I'll tell you, though, a lot of traffic, you don't even really have time to get, worried about the bridge,
because
you're just like, okay, I'm ready to get there now.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. It was a lot of traffic. I think any person with a fishing boat was looking to go to the Keys the same day I was, so it was a little bit annoying. But,
wow.
I was jealous because I want those rigs, and I'm watching, and I'm like, look at this. I'm Googling all these, names of these anchors and all these, things. I'm like, this guy's got a, shallow water anchor, and I'm telling my husband all the stats, and he's like, calm down.
So what do you do in the Keys? You just kind of relaxed, ate some good food? What's going on down there?
Yeah, I guess the Keys is really just, drinking.
Yeah.
And, by the way, interesting fact, not really a beach place. You would think the Keys is like the beach, right?
Yeah.
There was no beach.
Huh?
How does that happen?
Our hotel had a beach that was about the size of my dining room.
Uh-huh.
And they were one of the only places with a beach. So that was kind of it threw me off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go to the southernmost part of the U.S. It's probably very beachy. No, it was not.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Just drink?
I guess just drink.
Oh.
and then there's, roosters own the whole island. Roosters run the show.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Hundreds of roosters.
There's just roosters all over the place.
Why?
Yeah, it's
everywhere.
Weird.
Scoop them up.
You're eating your meal, and they're, cock-a-doodle-dooing you.
Oh, I'd kick
at the bottom of your table, throw me something.
Are they aggressive, like the seagulls up in Oswego?
No, I didn't experience them being aggressive, but they are definitely there to let you know that that's their town.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on down there. Like, when we, the Nassau, Bahama area has chickens and roosters running all over the place. And they're the natural ones, not the ones that we've bred to eat. They're
they can fly.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Weird, that's weird.
It was cute, and then every so often you'd see a hen with five chicks, and you're like, uh-huh.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's your big 4th of July plans? You going up to the lake?
Well, I did have to laugh before you called me. I was putting fruit slices in the dehydrator to make garnishes for cocktails, if that gives you any indication of how rowdy my weekend's going to get.
Nice. Are you doing your big fireworks thing?
Yeah, we're doing some big fireworks, and one of my good friends is visiting from Australia.
Ooh.
So, we're going to have a great time. When she lived here, we used to do 4th of July together. So I'll tell you what, we're going to try to go back in time like we're in our 20s again.
Listen, that
won't last. We'll be in bed by 11, but it'll be fun.
Rosa, that's all life is now. I mean, every night of my life is all right, can I just pretend I'm still young? Can I just feel just young again for a little bit here?
Seriously, but I guess there's going to be good fireworks around the area, good times, parades. Going to go up to that Fairhaven parade. If I see anybody, give me a shout out. I love seeing
Well, I
show bros and show girls up in Fairhaven. So.
I love it, Rosa. We'll have a delightful weekend. Enjoy your cocktails. Enjoy your Australian friend, and we'll check in with you next week.
Okay, sounds good, guys. See
Bye.
You soon.
Lovely Bye. Lovely Rosa joining us, as she does, back from the Florida Keys. No beach.
That's weird.
I know.
That's,
it's like you're surrounded by water. Why can't I get a beach?
I don't understand. Is it all just how, like, my deal, like, an Ida Lake, where I'm mm-hmm. like, there's no, it's just everyone's property. You know what I mean?
Like, they're all built right on the water, so
yeah.
There's just no beaches.
And then they just, everything where it could be a beach is just land, so you know what I mean? There's nothing you can do.
Text line goes, Rosa could have solved the chicken wing shortage, but it's like she doesn't even care about our needs
yeah,
up
right?
here.
Yeah, right? Thanks. Thanks you for bringing those back.
No, you could have brought back so many chicken wings.
Yep, but whatever.
Thanks, Rosa.
Only think about herself.
Hey, maybe we just stop driving around Yellowstone, I think, you know? For the second time in a month, a bison attacked a family.
Or keep your stupid asses in the cars.
Something about Yellowstone doesn't appeal to me. Every video or photo, Yellowstone looks gorgeous and I'd love it.
Yeah.
But all I see is rows of cars.
Yeah.
And people, like, approaching wildlife. Like, it just seems like, you know what?
Nope.
I don't need to go to Yellowstone. I mean, I know I'm missing out because it's...
No, it's one of those where they're not exotic enough. For me, the animals and stuff that you would see there, they'd be like, well, we need to go and do that. It's almost like when we were going out to Del Lago, I talked about how I went to that, and then there's that stupid, what is it, the Montezuma wildlife, whatever.
Yeah, crap.
That's off the thruway that you see.
Yeah.
That's the most boring thing in the history of the world. There's nothing.
Yeah, that's a special kind of person that loves that place.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Where it's like, you want to go get... Want to go get a camera and take photos of the birds?
Of nothing, of every single animal you can see anywhere else in
Would
this entire place.
Would you like to see a heron?
Nope.
Maybe. We drove through
maybe,
it once.
Maybe see, yeah.
Yeah, mate, you want to maybe see it?
Yeah.
We drove through it once and I was like, all right, that was good.
Nope. You want to get out here and stand on this wooden deck and look at this pond where there's maybe going to be another bird? No? All right.
Because then you're in it for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's a quick drive. You're in it for a while.
It's forever.
Pud Puller says, my aunt and my mom do, and I hate going there.
Oh, it's forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Like, okay.
Yep.
Are we going to see a bird? No, all right. Well, at least there, a bison's not going to attack my family.
That's very true. That's very true.
It just always seems like anybody who's been to Yellowstone will be like, we waited in traffic for 3 hours, then we finally got in there, and then it was too dark, and then a bison attacked my family, so...
And then there was a wolf...
Yeah.
Somewhere we heard in the distance.
I get that
we
it's gorgeous.
We didn't see it, though. No, I know.
And then Yogi steals your picnic basket. Exactly right.
Then you can't even have a good meal.
I know. You can't even have a good meal.
You don't even have a good meal.
Oh, picnic baskets, guys. We are live on a Thursday. Would love it if you got in touch with us. No, it's me stealing your picnic basket. It's not Yogi. What do you got there? What's in that boat? What are you guys eating?
And then this is a dumb question. Is it free?
Oh, I don't know. Is anything free?
Well, are you just driving and then all of a sudden you're in... Yellowstone?
It's a national park, so I'm sure they're like, hey, if you want to go in there, it's $40.
Yeah, I bet.
Like they do with the state parks here.
Yep, where it's like, wait, what do you mean?
Hey, you know how you pay a lot in taxes?
Yeah.
And this is just land?
Yeah, but pay some more money.
Can I get some money, though, for it?
Yeah, but, or how they differentiate it. You gotta be careful if you get, like, that state pass. Well, that's not the, this is not a state park. This is a county park. That doesn't count.
Oh,
because I've done that, where I've spent $90 and I've gotten the state pass to get in everywhere for free because I paid.
Yeah.
But they try to act, well, this is a county park. That doesn't count. Like a Knight of Shores.
Like what?
This is a county park. So it doesn't count. But you're inside the state, you stupid son of a bitches.
Is in the state.
Yeah, this
and
is a
state.
It's a state pass.
Gave me this pass.
To get into any one of the parks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the state parks.
Yeah, but give me it. Dollar.
Nah, but there's a gas station back that way. You can go to your ATM. That's all I had to do. It was baffling.
How much was it?
To get, I don't even remember, $7?
Oh,
because that's what it is to get into a different place.
I get that we need to, like,
thing.
You know.
It's the stupidest thing.
Take care of them and pay for them, but I feel like
we
do that with taxes.
But I did with the $90 state one. That you know what I mean? It's, where the hell do you think your county money comes
from?
Yeah,
well, can I get in there and look? Can I look at the things that are just happening naturally?
It's not like I'm going to catch a fish or anything.
Yeah, no.
I'm just going to stand here for a little while.
Can't own the fish, man.
Give me a couple bucks, then you can stand here for a little while.
Cocoa Puffs is back. 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, gotta get that.
I know he should do your
that. Just so I could just hit that.
Holy
just one
Mac
song.
Is back. twitch.tv/krockcny. Of course, Cody Mack. He's exploring the world of cannabis tonight on our Twitch stream.
When? Who is? What?
Huh? No, that's tonight.
Huh?
He's got some good things lined up. We will start our, I guess, the bit goal for the gas mask, which he's going to get the gas mask bong over at Paper and Leaf. If it's still there, somebody could have bought it by now.
If they did?
Yeah.
I have a feeling they could probably get another one,
yeah,
right?
They can restock, yeah.
I bet.
So that'll be the bit goal. And then, of course, all of the products we'll be sampling tonight. Some weed water.
Yep.
Some 3-Chi Delta 8 little mixing thingy.
I'll get a little edible, and then I'll get a... I think I know what I'd like to get as my, you know, what I like to just kind of smoke on the while I'm doing it type deal.
I like it. And Lady Meow, he has not tasted the weed water. It's not my favorite taste. I don't know why they didn't put any flavor in it.
Yeah.
He can review it for you tonight.
I know.
It tastes like weed and water.
I know for myself that I've had similar, not weed water, but, you know, products like that. So I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm assuming it has that little bit of.
Like an IPA without the beer flavor to it.
Yeah.
Like this, that, like.
Yep. Where again, it's, well, if you're calling it certain things, like the one I have is the grapefruit, whatever.
Yeah. Make it grapefruit.
Make it a little grapefruit.
Put a little flavor in there.
Or don't like, no, this one's gelato. Well, it's just a strain.
Yeah, I know. Don't make it confusing.
Well.
Don't put out a can of a liquid, flavor, and tell me, no, that's just a strain.
No, it's just a strain.
It's strawberry watermelon, man. Oh, that's going to taste good. No, that's the name of the strain. Okay, maybe don't name strange flavors.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like that. You won't even know it, dude. What?
So they've gathered the 7 summer etiquette rules. Rules we should follow. Just standard etiquette rules in the summertime. Like, an example is, don't shake the sand off your towel near other people.
Okay, I gotcha.
Right?
Yep.
Don't assume that it's fun to splash people, and that includes cannonballs, Cody Mack.
Oh, that was my favorite thing from the kid's sleepover.
Well, when you would cannonball in there?
Cannonball in the pool.
No, I always have to yell at my kids, and I know it's a me thing, so I'm like, if they're doing cannonballs, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go inside, because I don't want to be splashed, and I don't want to take away the joy of cannonballs from you.
That's what.
But I'm
funny.
Their dad, I can do that. If they're like strangers around, no, you got to...
Yeah.
Ooh, Jeremy's saying wear deodorant. I mean, unless you're coding, you don't get a smell on you. Wear deodorant.
Yeah, that is a nice part of the summer that I don't have to worry about, man. I just give a little my chocolate axe, and I'm done.
Is an etiquette that I got to go to you for, because I hate the beach.
Sup?
They say don't set up right next to someone at the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Spread out.
Right?
Don't block their view.
There's so much room at some of these places.
And people will sit right next to you?
Yes.
Oh. That sounds like double hell to me. Triple hell. It's hot, it's sandy, and there's people near me.
Or they'll go in front of you.
Where
it's like, I clearly put myself here. That way, you know, I'm a little bit away from the water, but, you know, I can line it up. I'm right with the water. There's so many other spots. So many other spots.
Yeah, I don't know why you would ever, like, why do you want to be near me?
Yeah, if you have, I mean, some places I get it. You have to, like, yeah, I don't know what's going on as far as fireworks and everything this weekend, but you roll your ass down to Sylvan Beach for the fireworks day.
You can't spread out.
You're going to be asses to elbows.
Yeah, our example is Harborfest in Oswego. You're gonna be near people.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
But, yeah, you go up to, like, Southwick, like, today, when it's going to be in the 80s, there's not going to be that many people, so you can stay spread out. That was the best part about COVID and social distancing. It was easy as hell. You just go to the beach, man.
And everybody was spread out there. That's nice.
Nobody near anybody else.
This one is interesting. It doesn't apply to me because I can't wear sunglasses, but they say summer etiquette is to take your sunglasses off when greeting or talking to people. Like, don't just stand there and talk to them with your sunglasses. Does that matter?
Other than, like, inside... whatever, but I wear my sunglasses as long as possible, just because this light hurts my eyes and gives me concussion headaches because of, you know, times I've been smashed in the frickin' head.
Oh, so I love a good pair of sunglasses.
I have to wear them.
Process for me because I gotta have prescription sunglasses.
Yeah.
So then I take off these glasses, put on my prescription ones. It's a whole back and forth.
Yep. No,
I gotta get those. Different world flip up ones.
Dwayne Wade.
I want to say Dwayne Wade, but that's a basketball player.
Yeah.
So, Dwayne Wayne. I think it was Dwayne Wayne, right?
Dwayne Wayne.
The flippers.
Yeah, dude. Flip-ups. That's why I got a pair of those. I definitely, my mom got me a pair of those, and it was because of that guy.
Yeah.
100%. But I can't. Like, I honestly would wear, if I could and wouldn't get made fun of, I'd wear sunglasses in here on days like today. I have such a sensitivity to light now. That is the...
I hate sunlight.
It is easily the most lingering effect of my concussions other than, you know, headaches.
See, Katie just said the same thing you did. I can't take my sunglasses off because my eyes are too sensitive for that.
Yeah.
Same with me. The sun, it hurts me. Hurts.
It's awful.
That's why I like nighttime. These are summer etiquette rules according to a bunch of different, like, travel magazine and stuff. But don't go to a restaurant in flip-flops. I disagree with that.
Depends.
Where am I going? How fancy is this restaurant? Because I got dressed flip-flops.
Yes. No, that also, yeah. Guys have, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of them, but, you know, some of those...
gnarly toes.
Well, 90s dad sandals where, you know what I mean, they could wear them. You know what I'm talking about?
Got them in my car right now, bud.
Yep. Where you, and you're on vacation.
Yeah.
That's your footwear.
Yeah.
So you're out wearing them, but yeah, that's...
Sandals and flip-flops are two different things, though.
It depends. It really depends on where you're going, what you're doing.
Yeah. And bros, can I just talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Clip your toenails, please.
Yeah, I gotta clip one of mine.
Get your life together. If you're going to be wearing open toes and flippy floppies in the summertime, or even going barefoot at the pool, you have an obligation to maintain your claws.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey?
I got to clip just the one, but mine are very nice usually.
I'm not even saying get a pedicure. I'm just saying.
Ooh, or do it.
Handle your toenail business, okay?
Yeah. No, because, no. But
I know it's easy to forget about it. We don't look at our feet very often, dudes, but clean it up down there. Come on now.
Yeah, but he's saying you're just like, at a harpoon at ease.
Yeah, you can wear flip-flops.
Your flip-flops are fine. And also, no matter where it is, anywhere, why is it, you know, no flip-flops?
Mm-hmm.
But women can wear...
their flip-flops.
They've got, you know...
Sandals, right.
All of their fancy shoes.
Yeah.
They're nice. The dressier they are, the less of a shoe they're wearing sometimes.
Sure.
I'm sick of women having all these rights that I don't.
I won't tolerate it.
This is unacceptable.
Do not blast your music. At cookouts or at the beach or whatever. These are summer etiquette rules.
Agreed. It's harder. It's where it's, you got to respect the people around you, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're blasting it and I can hear it and we're all separated pretty much, it's like, come on, man, turn it down a little bit. Or if we're all on top of each other.
Yeah.
And you're blasting it still. Either way, music's a weird one. It's a weird one.
And the music that's being blasted is never music that's good. Like, it's never music where I'm like, oh, I enjoy that. It's always just, like, the most horrific, like, country music being blasted or, like...
Yeah.
I don't, like that. I just can't even describe it. I don't want to hear your music.
Yeah. No, it's weird. It depends. Wherever you go, there's always somebody blasting their style of music.
When the sun goes down.
And I'm just not a fan.
And then, finally, these are summertime etiquette, according to travel magazines.
Yeah.
Don't set off your fireworks in the middle of the night. I agree. I think probably 11 p.m., that's kind of the shutoff, right? For fireworks?
Yeah, it's...
Like, don't get hammered by the bonfire and at 2 in the morning. You're like, let's shoot some up. Be respectful.
That's one of those camp things. You know what I mean? You're out at a camp, and that's usually when you hear, like, somebody's awake. Oh, they're shooting off fireworks. You got to stop it. I would say this weekend... Going
kind
into
of the
this,
exception?
I give you till like midnight.
Okay.
But then it's like, all right, I get it. You're drunk. Fireworks.
No, that's how it always goes.
But, you know, still, come on, man. I'm telling you, midnight. That's a long ass time to be shooting
off
fireworks.
Because you can always tell how it goes. Like, it'll be 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, somebody got to the point where they're so drunk at the bonfire, they want to just light them.
That they don't care.
And that's the person who's going to blow their hand off.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think 11 is fair.
Yep.
Keep the animals in mind. Keep people with PTSD in your mind.
Yeah.
You got plenty of darkness from 9 to 11 to see all your fireworks.
Like I said, I'll even give you that extra if you want for this week.
He'll get for this week, and he'll give you till midnight.
Just because of this week. But then you get going. It's
don't get hammered at 2 in the morning and start shooting off the biggest fireworks you own. It's not even like you're like, ooh, a little bottle rocket.
That I'll say, because that's the problem, is that it's like that. Yeah.
You guys want to light off the Hiroshima 9000?
Yep.
It's great. I'm going to throw it up in the air, man.
Yep.
No, thank you. No, thank you. We're sleeping here.
Time is it?
3:30. 4 in the morning, bro.
It's fine.
America's favorite, I guess, chore, if they had to call it a chore, is mowing their lawn. Which is okay.
I liked that. I agree. That's
people like look forward to doing that. Obviously, I have a landscaping crew that handles my lawn. I'm not going to mow the lawn, please. No.
No one has your in-law.
Yeah, my father-in-law. He just likes to mow lawns. That's all I listen.
You just got real lucky.
I got very lucky with a man who just would ride his lawnmower all day, and when he finishes his lawn, he just keeps going into my lawn.
Yep.
And mows his daughter's lawn, and then he's happy about it.
Don't worry about it. I got it.
But have you heard the story of Brad Hauter? You may have known him as a pro soccer goalkeeper. He played pro soccer in America at some point. And he hosts a soccer radio show. I don't even know his name. Probably a random name. But did you hear his story of traveling across the country on a lawnmower?
No.
He holds the Guinness Book World Record for driving from Atlanta, Georgia to San Diego on a lawnmower. Now, he kind of customized it. Like, he got it to go a lot faster than a real lawnmower.
Gotcha. I was going to say, that is going to be a while.
But he made a grave mistake. See, with his vehicle being able to travel now up to 60 miles an hour, he did not take into account that the lawnmower was designed with brakes that only are supposed to handle about 8 miles an hour. So Brad traveled about 10 hours a day on this lawnmower at the age of 33 for 46 days to go from Atlanta, Georgia to San Diego.
Man, imagine having that money.
Right? Now, the article I'm reading, I don't know if he had sponsors. He does here in a minute, and I'll tell you why. Mm. He's driving into Blanding, Utah. Hey. And he's on... And he's on a his lawnmower on a mountain range going about 60 miles an hour. And that's the moment he realized that he has a vehicle that will go 60, but not brakes that can stop a vehicle going 60.
How's this the first time?
It's pretty impressive he made it this long. He says, quote, "I was quickly approaching a sign that we hadn't seen saying warning 25 mile an hour turn. I was nearing 60 miles an hour on a vehicle that normally topped out at about 8 miles an hour.
Uh-oh.
That's when I realized that the brakes were only set to handle 8 miles an hour and there were no guardrails."
Dude.
So he says...
What do you do?
He whips his lawnmower to try to turn it. Lawnmower goes up on two wheels. He says, "At that moment, I knew it was going to flip, so I jumped off." He jumps off this lawnmower and lands on the road... Lawnmower careens down the edge of this cliff. Breaks his arm. He's got to get airlifted to a hospital. It's a whole thing. He goes to New Mexico, gets emergency surgery. This catches wind. I don't know when this happened, because it's just an article recounting like this guy's story. The lawn care company MTD Products heard about this, that he lost his lawnmower. They gave him a lawnmower to finish the journey and help raise funds for Keep America Beautiful.
So can't you just raise the money another way?
Yeah. Got a lot of attention. I just don't know if I could ride a lawnmower for 10 hours a day. I can't drive a car, an air-conditioned, comfortable car for 10 hours a day.
No, I can't either. Those always, to me, they just scream me.
Like, look at me, look at me. Yeah, you do get triggered by that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, no, me. It's definitely all about me.
Yeah.
Wait, you're raising money for what? I don't know, but I'm gonna ride a lawnmower for a long time. It's really convenient.
Yeah.
All right, we get it. You got a lot of friggin' free time.
I see a lot of y'all out there right now, though, mowing hay. Have you seen this? This must be, like, the time of year that you guys got to harvest that hay.
I don't know what that yet. I know what you're saying.
Because out by me, everybody who's got hay in their yard or whatever it is, grass, I don't know what it is. I'm not a farmer.
Yeah, everything's flying up in the air right now.
And you're breathing, right? Everybody out by me has got tractors out, and they're mowing those big stretches of hay, and they're baling it up and all that stuff.
We had a bunch of show bros and showgirls in here. And the text line and in Twitch has said they were doing some of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mowing hay?
Yeah.
Am I saying the right phrase? I don't know if I am,
but it's baling it, isn't it? Like, I don't really know. It doesn't matter. I know what you're talking about.
Because I learned that, like,
Yeah.
The reason they wrap it in that plastic, I didn't know they did this. Like, you know how you see those big old tubes of, like, the white plastic full of hay? Or, yeah. like, the, oh, it's second cut right now. Farmers are doing second cut.
See?
Or, like, they take that white plastic and they wrap it in the hay. I learned that that's to ferment the grass that's in there. Meaning, like, if you just let the bale of hay sit out, it dries out or whatever.
Yeah.
But the cows like it more
if
it's been wrapped and it kind of self-ferments itself.
Then it soaks up. You know.
Oh, the tubes are silage, not hay. Sorry. But yeah, the plastic bales, those are the ones that...
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I'm not...
Cheers.
It's getting very mad about this. I'm just saying it's interesting the cows are like, what's the fermentation on this?
Yeah, what's
thank you, Dunlap.
What do we got? Oh, cool, man. Thanks. What's the fermentation level of this hay bale?
What's the hops on this? What's the hops level? What's the IPA...
Good amount.
What are the hops you're using on this?
Good amount of hops. I like it.
It's Freddie Freeman's story. It's crazy, man.
Dude, I'm just learning about this. This is nuts,
so,
man.
So, if you guys don't know, this is Cody's team, the Atlanta Braves, obviously. Freddie Freeman just won a World Series with them.
Yeah, and then we let him go home. That's what all Braves fans were led to believe, that we get it. Go make a lot more money or whatever in L.A., I guess, if, you know, or you're not willing to accept... You know what we have to offer you. I get it. Go make a lot more. You did what you could for us, and you were here forever.
Right.
No hard feelings, which I don't have. However.
Well, we're just learning now. I guess yesterday that it came out. So L.A. goes to Atlanta to play the Braves.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, shooting the S with his former teammates, you know, whatever. Managers, whatever.
Something maybe has happened here, because now I have no idea.
They bring up an offer that was made to him, but he claims he never received that offer through his agent.
Those are the reports, man.
His agent then signs him to L.A.
Good chunk. Good chunk,
I mean,
man.
The Braves offered him $135 million over 5 years.
But that's that. Well, maybe you don't know that. You know what I mean? That's the offer that... We don't know that he accepted.
Well, that's the offer we do know about, so that means the Dodgers must have offered him more.
Well, no, I'm saying that if that's the offer that we know about from the Braves,
right.
We only know about that now.
Okay.
Who knows what they had offered him before, or if that's what they had offered him that we didn't know about, you know what I mean?
Right.
We don't know maybe what the Braves offered. We just know that...
Freddie Freeman has been super emotional about this. He didn't want to leave Atlanta.
No, and he has not looked happy in L.A.
He doesn't want to be in L.A. Braves fans are saying who's this new guy? Matty O?
Matt Olson's fine.
Matt Olson.
I like Matt Olson. It's one of those where he's rocking. He just hit another double. He has like 30 doubles for the All-Star break. He's crushing it.
So Freddie Freeman is trying to claim that he never even saw the final Braves offer. His agent took the Dodgers offer.
Yeah, now it's a no comment.
Because
he's not commenting on
right
now.
Because the Dodgers offer was more money, meaning the agent would have made more money. So the agent's like, and they're claiming that the agent saw it as better marketability in LA, which is so dumb. He just won a World Series.
Right.
Everybody knows the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
Who cares about the Dodgers? Why? Because it's in Los Angeles?
Yes. It's a bigger market, and Atlanta fans are a little more wishy washy. And I get what he's trying to say, because it's LA.
Mm-hmm.
It's LA, man. All right. Well, the Dodgers have been to the World Series. Like, tell Cody Bellinger that. No one knows who he is still. Tell Will Smith, their catcher, that. Tell Max Muncy. Tell Justin Turner. Average baseball fans, or not average baseball fans, have no idea who these guys are. So the L.A. thing, that argument, how's Clayton Kershaw's marketability? He's got a couple endorsements, but that's really it. You know what I mean? So,
well, and they do this all the time. They're always like, well, we got to get you in a bigger market. First of all, Atlanta's a pretty damn big market. And second, tell that to the New York Knicks. I mean, obviously, Brooklyn's a different story because they've got some...
Yeah, he's got the cash, but...
Big names there, but the New York Knicks, it's the biggest market.
Yep, and they lose out on people all the time. They just lost out on a guy from the Spurs that they thought they were going to land 100%.
It's not the 70s. You don't need to be in a major city to sell sneakers. Everybody is...
No.
Everybody's on TV and the internet. Yeah. We know all the players.
Yep. Now, this is more of, if this is true, because the agent is now saying, I will testify under oath that this is BS. But you know what, man? Then why did Freddie fire you this past weekend?
So Freddie fired the agent. Now no one's talking, like Cody said. Everybody's like, I don't know. No, I'm quiet.
Yep.
Because basically the story goes, the Braves made an offer to Freddie Freeman. He supposedly didn't know about it.
Had no
idea.
The
agent took the Dodgers deal.
Yep.
Freddie goes back to Atlanta this past weekend to play as the Dodgers, but play in Atlanta.
Perhaps learns
he
of
finds
it.
Finds out about all of this.
Yeah.
Fires his agent. And now we don't know what the truth is.
And I mean, you don't just. People are like, well, players fire agents. It happens all the time. All right, well, then guess what? This is the craziest bit of coincidence in timing ever.
And it shows you that he didn't want to leave Atlanta because the Braves, I mean, the Dodgers probably did offer him more money.
Oh, no, they did. They
and
offered him
whatever that secret deal we don't know about is.
At Atlanta, Well, they're saying it's whatever. It's that
okay.
5 year,
right,
135.
Gotcha.
Whereas, I don't. Does it say what the Dodgers?
No,
what
it doesn't
he signed
say
for?
In here.
I feel like it's almost probably $200 million at this point. He definitely got.
Oh, it's 6 years, $162 million.
See what I mean? So he got.
So it's a ton of money.
Yeah, he got a significant amount more money because he wanted that extra year, whereas the Braves were like, dude, you're 30-something.
33.
Yeah, we don't want 40-year-old Freddie Freeman.
32, sorry.
Trotting out there. And again, that sucks to, in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, you're 32?
Yeah.
And in 6 years,
we've got to shoot you now. You're like an old horse.
But you know what I mean? But I get it, though, with sports.
Yeah.
That would be like, right now, the end of Freddie's contract, it'd be me out there. My body is decrepit. And I get that he's a multi-million dollar athlete.
Super athlete, right.
Not even the same thing, even a little bit. But as humans, you can,
yeah.
You start breaking down some.
Yeah.
So I understood. But now, man.
It's just amazing to me of how emotional and how much he loves Atlanta, it seems. Like he's openly weeping at these games.
He was there for so long, and it was... They just did. They never won. And you know what I mean? Like it was, it was a big deal.
Why was he even open to offers then if he wanted to stay in Atlanta so bad?
Money and the fact that the Braves weren't as willing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They were like, come on, man, you're kind of putting us in a spot here.
We want to move on.
We have other pieces that we need to kind of like hold on to right now as opposed to the mid 30s.
Yeah.
But it's that you got us here. We wouldn't have won it without you, so they offered him some, and he's from
L.A.,
where the Dodgers play. Like, so it's where he grew up.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go home, and it's just showing that he's not that happy.
But Atlanta offers him 5 years. L.A. offered him 6 years. He wanted the extra year, Aaron is saying.
Yeah, that extra year was a huge deal, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge deal, that extra year. But even a bigger deal to... probably the agent and him too as well, was the fact that the Dodgers, well, they'll give me that year and an extra like $40 million.
Yeah.
So.
What a weird situation, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
I don't usually, really check in on baseball much, but that's Cody's team and that's a big story.
This is a crazy story like that. I've never heard.
That an agent might sabotage your career like that.
Yeah, that an agent is like, I'm not going to tell this guy this. Because of course he's saying, no, and I will testify under oath, blah, blah, blah. Because he's done.
Yeah.
If this gets proven.
He'll never be anybody's
agent. He has a lot of clients. Like, right on that same team, Clayton Kershaw is a client of this guy's. So
Aaron says that what they're saying is with California taxes,
California taxes,
he might end up paying more money than what the Braves offered him because of the taxes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
None of which the agent communicated to him.
Possibly. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, but is the agent supposed to tell him how taxes work? Like, he's supposed to...
Well...
He should have an accountant that's like, hey, just so you know, the way it works breaks down.
Well, it's probably part of it.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They brings, here's your offer, here's the thing, and maybe he talks to...
Money people?
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I've literally never heard of this in any sport, and I wonder now, because I've never really thought about it, I wonder how many times this has happened in sports.
Where, an agent just took a deal because they make a bigger cut on it.
Yeah, think of your favorite player.
You just can't
player.
Trust anybody.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, think of your favorite player going somewhere where you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because an agent made more on that percentage, whatever that percentage
right?
is.
Right? Yeah.
Radio World, we're going to hand you off to the original 90s at 9.
Damn.
Cody Mack. Cody Mack and I are going to play FIFA 22.
I just want him to experience it because it's... I was as skeptical as anybody when FIFA blew up, 5, 10, whatever years ago.
Yeah, right.
It's been big for a while.
Yeah.
I was skeptical. And then the World Cup happened, 8 years ago or whatever it was, 5 years, whatever. And I started playing this game, it's possibly the most fun sports game there is.
It's super fun.
And I'm a Madden guy.
Yeah, it's super fun. So we're just going to play it. He's going to beat me heartily, but that's fine. I'll try to learn a little bit of it.
If I can help you at all get home, then you can, you know, give your son the business, perhaps?
Yeah.
That'll be worth it.
He's been strictly 2K lately, but...
That's what I'm saying. We'll get you ramped up on this, and, right. And then you go home and... Hey, bud, you want to...
Hey, bud, I've been
fire up FIFA.
Let's see what that's about.
What, is it fun?
And then, we do own 22. He got it for his birthday, so.
I'm saying, then you Mbappe all over the place, bro.
So we're playing that, of course, twitch.tv/KRockCNY, powered by Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida, soon to be Pulaski, CBDCNY.com.